Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo Powercast. I'm your host, N64, Josh. Crawler, what up, man?
Hey, how's it going? Crawler coming at you.
And Cheesy, how are you?
What's going on, Cheese Curds? I'm good. I'm just tired. How long was the award show? It wasn't like too long.
It started at like 6 our time, didn't it? So, I mean, they kept it right around
3 hours. That's a long time.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and if you count the pre-show, it started at 5:30 our time. So 4:30 Pacific, I guess.
I don't think they did any. They kind of had a good cadence, at least, of keeping a lot of the awards that they weren't going to do on the stage. They moved that along. Kind of.
They barely did any awards on the stage, yeah, but we can talk about that.
Yeah, that's going to be the main topic of discussion, honestly. Like, before we jump into it, though, where can people connect with you guys?
Best spots are TikTok and Twitter for me. Nightcrawler724. Nightcrawler is without the E.
And Cheesy.
You can find me on TikTok, Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Instagram, and the Communication Error Podcast. CheesyC64, CheezyC64.
So, Game Awards. We just got done watching. We all waited with anticipation, hoping that Nintendo would have something exciting to reveal. Gonzo kind of got my hopes up a little bit.
No damage.
Yeah. Yeah. Gonzo talking to all those Zelda chickens and everything. I was like, yeah. Is this a hint? Like, cause there was a leak that we were going to be seeing another Zelda game in December. And so I was like, could this be like the HD remake gets announced like right now? Like, you know, the HD, like,
could you imagine the timeline that we would have to be living in if we got DLC announcement from Gonzo the Great? Like, I don't know how any of us would comprehend that we got DLC from a Muppet
who thought he was Jeff Keighley in the mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun little side note with, I worked with somebody who carved the name Gonzo into my tape. I never found out who did it. My tape measure, though, because of my big nose, they carved the word Gonzo in my tape measure. So, you know, there you go. That was good times. But yeah, I mean, where do we start with this? Because, like, I feel like this has been year after year with Nintendo of, it's their fault. I'm going to start with that. It's their fault. When they come out and do Metroid Prime 4, right? And Bayonetta 3.
Yeah.
And Joker's announcement in Smash?
Mm-hmm. Well, hold up. Metroid Prime 4 was E3 2017.
Okay.
So they had the DLC. We got
the logo reveal, right?
No, that was E3.
Okay.
There was nothing Metroid at the Game Awards.
Nothing. Okay. We got Bayonetta, which was, I think, what people
associate with
Bayonetta 3. And then it was the DLC Champions Ballad for Breath of the Wild that dropped that night.
That night. Yeah. That's and that right. was that. And it's all been downhill from there.
But then Joker's announcement, right? Wasn't he announced at
next year?
You know, so I mean, there was
somebody's here.
There was some.
He doesn't want to show his face. He hyped
I don't want to show my face.
He hyped up Nintendo Switch 2. Did it happen, Johnny?
I did have a paper bag. So I don't know if you guys can hear me.
Nintendo New York shopping bag will suffice.
Yeah. I feel shame for all of the Nintendo fans out there. I couldn't find any makeup.
I gotta be honest, this is my favorite episode so far. We don't have to see Johnny's face.
Wow.
turn it a little bit so we can at least see the
I want to see
the there you go.
It's upside down.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Johnny, that is great. Oh, he doesn't even know he's full screen. He's like, you a-holes.
But what the heck? I don't know what you guys are talking about for the first 5 minutes, but what the heck, Nintendo? What are you doing?
Nothing.
So, wait, but like, let's talk about it, because even the Joker reveal is not really Nintendo. Yes, it's a Smash Bros. Character announcement, but like, if there
was Atlas, that was Atlas hyping up their own game as well.
Exactly.
Did we get what's the
Persona 5?
No, it was Persona 5. What's the the big battle game that they had?
The Koei Tecmo one, like the Persona 5 Strikers or whatever.
Yeah, whatever. What? Yeah. I think they announced that same night, didn't they? Coming out soon.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So I mean, that's Atlas doing their own.
You know
thing.
What?
And Nintendo benefits from it. And that was on launch night. A lot of people. I was in line buying the game. I was watching Game Awards on my phone. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people weren't even watching it.
What tonight's Game Awards made me realize is that we really need a Switch 2. Because Monster Hunter was on a Switch. That was not PS5 or Xbox footage. There's no way.
No, that's a Switch 2 game.
Yeah.
Especially since it's not coming out till 2025, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. That would 100% be on Switch if it was coming out in 24.
Mm-hmm.
And they just can't say, oh, this is coming to the next Nintendo platform.
And nothing had a Switch logo on it unless it was that one game. Wasn't there like one game that was specifically Switch only? That was like a cozy
Palia,
game.
Palia.
Yeah. Was that the only trailer that was Switch specific?
I think there's two. There's Prince of Persia, which we've seen.
Oh yeah.
Many times
and Josh
now.
And I played that. And that build was on a Switch, right? That we played.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But and then
that'll run pretty well.
And then the other guy who was talking about like his dad's passing, that also kind of looks like Prince of Persia. That's a Switch release. But yeah, I don't know. I've been saying it for a while now, and I just don't think that Nintendo likes to be part of Jeff Keighley's anything. And the only reason that Nintendo is there is because he makes them show up.
Reggie was the reason that Nintendo used to be there, and Doug Bowser doesn't have that relationship. It doesn't seem it's apparent.
Yeah.
Doug was there, and I think he was, I don't know if that was his wife next to him or another executive or whatever.
Was he ready to go give a marketing speech for if Mario Wonder won? Because he wouldn't have gone up and accepted if Tears of the Kingdom won, because the game director was there.
But I think he was in a red suit, and I think the woman with him was in a pink suit, which I thought was pretty cool. And then she had a Super Mario Brothers shirt underneath her suit also. But, you know, I think
nothing going beat Baldur's Gate guy that was wearing a full set of armor.
Yeah, suit of armor.
Yeah. But no, like that Monster Hunter game, like it did not like you. We saw some game like I had a thought at one point that I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to say this on the podcast.
It didn't look good. It didn't look good, like graphically.
And it wasn't even with Monster Hunter, but it was seeing all these games that look really, really, really good. And I'm like, I'm ready to play more games like this, but I want to do it on a Nintendo console. Like,
but there's only a few that Jeff said, like in engine showcase. Like,
yeah, you're not wrong. A lot of it was like literal trailers, like,
games getting previewed or showed at these kind of events are showing a CG render in Unreal 5 or something like that on a monster rig of a dev computer that isn't necessarily a good indication of the final product.
I forget what game it was, but there was one announcement where Jeff Keighley was like, and thank you for showing gameplay. You would think that that would have to be a requirement, but maybe the studios and developers just put together a trailer without the gameplay, and he's like, okay, I guess.
I mean, he has the platform, like, but the thing is, they don't also need Jeff. Like, Jeff needs them as much as they need, vice versa, because all these companies can go do their own, unless they're a smaller group that aren't tied to one of the major publishers, like, all those major publishers can go show off on their own stream somewhere and drop it on YouTube. Because, I mean, not to compare this to Rockstar individually, but, like, didn't Rockstar hit, like, a million views probably within, like, the first hour of their...
Yeah.
And that was... And it had to drop early because it leaked with the GTA 6 trailer. So, I mean, these companies don't need Jeff Keighley. Jeff Keighley needs them to bring eyes to his award show. And honestly, the cost of doing business, I think, makes the end product a little too long sometimes.
I'm pulling up the footage here.
So Cryptic in the chat says that World didn't come to Switch. However, Rise went to PlayStation and Xbox and
Xbox
PC
later. Yeah.
This
and PC.
It looks low quality. Like, it doesn't look like a PlayStation 5 or an Xbox game. If you compare it to the gameplay that we've
seen. They
it looks like Rise. It looks like Rise.
I mean, they build this in the RE engine, right?
I believe so. Yeah.
Most Capcom stuff uses the RE engine. I mean,
you're seeing more monsters on screen than we've ever seen in a Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
Like, that's an improvement for sure. The dust storm right there. Yeah. That's different. But I mean, the overall world itself, now that lightning, pretty good. But the outside of that stuff, like
a lot of it's low poly.
It seems like it. Yeah.
We didn't see any, there was no logos on this. Right, and there was no mention of anything either.
Well, there was PlayStation and Xbox.
Was there?
Yeah.
For this game,
yeah.
I didn't think there was any logos.
There's, yeah. You'll see it right here. They both popped up, but it just doesn't. To me, my gut feeling is that this game is dumbed down enough that it was going to run well on the Switch.
Well, and the RE engine scales pretty well, like Unreal.
Yeah.
Okay. XS.
There's
PS5.
There's PS5
and Steam.
And Steam.
Yeah. So
it's weird, right? Because, like, that's coming out in 2025, so it still is an early build. But it's weird to me that games can get announced like that when you don't see movie trailers that are like that. Sure, that there are some that are like updating their CGI, but it's not like you see a trailer that
Sonic movie.
You know, the set isn't built yet, or it's being built, you know, like, it's, why do they do that? I understand it's anticipation, but
like, Morbius, they showed that game, like, or that movie, like, 1,000 times before it came out.
Yeah,
and that's not the final,
and it didn't do well.
That's not the final edit.
Is like, it
a lot of stuff in,
I haven't seen
a lot of stuff in the a lot of the stuff in the trailers, like, in movies in general, aren't even in the movie.
So, you guys may have talked about this last week, but who are these companies paying the Game Awards to put their trailers out, or is money exchanging? Like, there has to be some.
Because Jeff doesn't run ads on Twitch. So right. he's not getting ad revenue from
but
Twitch.
But he's getting paid
up front by
everybody. I was watching the YouTube stream and they were getting so many super chats. I don't know really? How much money it was. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. But there were so many people were dropping money on YouTube.
Dang.
Desperation you know to be how noticed, I guess.
You know how I knew it was gonna be a long night for Nintendo fans? They announced N64 games.
Said that at I looked
801.
I looked up Twitter before we went going, and I'm like, they announced this 3 hours ago. That was during the show.
Yeah,
1080 Snowboarding, Jet Force Gemini, and what was the other one?
Harvest Moon.
Harvest Moon 64 came out today, like just now. And the only one that we had known about was Jet Force Gemini. The other two were kind of a surprise.
Yeah.
And they're giving away, there's what, a 7-day free trial for people to try out NSO right now? I think I saw an email come out today or yesterday. Watermelon Game is free to try right now as well. Ooh. If you haven't played it, play it.
Hey, Johnny, Josh guess what
Vampire
I've been
Survivors, so Johnny can be happy.
Oh, have you been playing Vampire Survivors? Do you see there's new DLC coming out soon? However,
there's two, right? Already out?
Is there two? Well, yeah, I mean, there's two some DLC that's already out.
Into it, yeah.
But there's new DLC coming out soon. It's coming first to Xbox and PC. Okay. But again, it's because the Switch is so outdated, they don't want to update it, you know?
I just unlocked co-op in that game, like, because it's not unlocked at the beginning, I guess.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I think you have to die the first time or whatever to probably do it.
Well, I didn't notice the button for co-op until tonight after I had my best run yet, and I was like, oh, co-op's now available, so.
Did you get a full 30-minute run in? Did death come kill you?
No, it was... Huh. It wasn't my longest run, but it was my most satisfying run. I think 19 minutes is my longest one. But.
Is it worth?
Yeah, so I mean, Nintendo choosing to put out a silly tweet with stuff instead of coming with anything to the table. I mean, they didn't even have a commercial like they normally do. Did they?
No,
normally,
like,
yeah, normally don't... they have a like play these games this holiday on Switch, like, and they kind of highlight everything.
They had Super Nintendo World commercial,
they did, yeah,
that's
you're right.
That's right,
for the giveaway,
yeah.
But like,
so
why
they're obviously paying some money to Jeff for something, like, if they're part of a sweepstakes, or is that more universal?
Yeah,
it's probably more universal.
It could be.
Wow. Cryptic's saying like, yeah, they normally have a sizzle reel. They didn't even have that.
I think, like, why would they? And I only say that
because it's supposed to be a celebration of games. This not is a celebration of PlayStation and Xbox games.
But it's supposed to be a celebration of gaming, and that is not what it is. Like, it's embarrassing, honestly. Like, the award part of the award show, and before I go into, like, this rant, I did have fun with it. I think, like, the first hour and a half is a lot of fun, and there were a lot of surprises, and it does seem like, oh, this is actually turning out to be a good award show. But then as you get into it, like, the people that are making games don't even get to speak, and if they do get to speak, they only get to speak for 30 seconds. And then when they show something,
and they joked about it this year as well quite a bit,
yeah, they did, beginning. Yeah, but when they show something, they get like a long 2-minute, maybe minute and a half trailer. But what does that say to the people that have showed their games at this year's Game Awards for them to be nominated next year to be treated the exact same way?
Go. That tells them to go win at the Dice Awards so you can go talk.
Yeah. But it doesn't make sense. Like, Jeff Keighley's mind is like, people do not care what these developers have to say. They'll just tune out. They'll be too long. But like, that's the point of it. That's what it should be. And when you have best RPG, which was Baldur's Gate, yeah, they did win Game of the Year, so they did get to speak at the end. But when you have best RPG, a genre that is pretty well known in gaming, just get named off and they don't even get to like hold the award or give a speech or anything. What are we doing?
Yeah.
So you think this is more Nintendo saying the whole process of the Keelys is not what we're about? And you think it's them just trying to step away from it?
I obviously, I don't know, but like, I think that when Reggie was involved, he was closer to Nintendo of Japan than Doug Bowser is. So the fact that he was closer with Nintendo of Japan, they had trust with what Reggie was going to do, what Reggie wanted to present.
That he could get up there and riff off the cuff a little bit without fear of corporate. And maybe overlords. That's
what it is that Doug Bowser doesn't like being in front of the camera. He doesn't like to speak. He'd rather be the, you know, the wizard behind the curtain or whatever.
I think a big part of it, honestly, is marketing. I think we saw the big announcement. I think Nintendo in 2017 was looking anywhere and everywhere to have their games in front of people and to sell Switches.
Eyes on the device.
And
this is, yeah.
And move software, you know, mm-hmm. Odyssey launched in December of that year, right?
October.
I'm sorry. Xenoblade was December, Xenoblade right? Yep. Yeah, mm-hmm. Xenoblade 2. And now they're coming to the end of the life cycle. If their marketing spend is going out to all of the, they don't have to market to gamers at this point, right? They're anybody in that audience, unless it's going to be something new and exciting, like their ad spend is probably better to the, like, you know, Facebook, to the grandmas, and to, you know, buy this for little Johnny, and, you know, maybe some YouTube ads and things along those lines that they're not trying to get in front of this audience any longer, because we already know they're there. Like, they can do a tweet and the majority of the people that were watching the Game Awards would see the same that same info, you know, for free. Yep. To their organic audience. And so
was that announcement mixed in with Wario 64's live updates of the Game Awards? Because I don't even know.
It could be. I got the email before I got the tweet, and I was like, oh, there's three games coming out for Nintendo Switch Online. But I got excited when I saw an email, because I was like, oh, they dropped something prior to the show. And then the tweet popped, and I was like, I bet they're the same. And then sure enough, it was the same.
Hey, you all were acting like Taylor Swift conspiracy theorists in the Discord chat with Nintendo changing their banner.
Yeah, what was that about, though?
On their Twitter.
What does it mean?
Have you seen any of Taylor Swift doing their crazy stuff? Like, that's what you sounded like today.
I need something, man. We don't have anything for 2024. Yeah, we got nothing coming.
That's what Johnny sounds like all the time.
We got nothing. We got a Peach game and a remake. That's all we got.
One of the early announcements was
Inside Order.
Sega doing are they remaking?
Yeah, what is this? Yeah, I don't
relaunching
know
everything? Like five franchises? Crazy
they
Taxi.
They said new games. They
Shinobi,
said new games.
Streets of Rage. They played the Sonic coins, but there was no Sonic stuff. Like, well, that was
it had and more at the end. So
okay. So I mean, who owns Sega right now? Is Sega still owned by Sega?
Yeah, Sega's still by itself. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're just on life support.
But it looks like they were like remasters.
The crazy looks pretty good. Like
it was going to be like an arcade cabinet or something.
That's what I thought it was going to be too. Yeah, yeah. With that trailer.
Yeah.
I'm here for it, though.
Arcade 1-Up, and we're coming out with that's what I thought it was.
those like Sega style arcade machines that we or the Japanese style arcade machines that like the ones in Animal Crossing, you know.
I think as far, go ahead, Josh.
No, I think the Sega stuff is great though. Like, I want to see like those. Every one of those is a nostalgia pull for me, for the most part. Right, Shinobi
looked like it was almost retro esque looking still.
Yeah, and Crazy Taxi, like, I did not own a PS2 for the longest time, and borrowed one from a friend, and I played Bloody Roar and I played Crazy Taxi on that thing a ton. And like, you know, Crazy Taxi is a fan, is a fantastic. And then, it, you know, of course,
9999 wasn't that a, that was a launch title, wasn't it? On Dreamcast?
On Dreamcast is very possible. Yeah. So I like this move for Sega. I want to see that kind of stuff. I think the other big move was Xbox getting all the marketing for Persona. That's like, that's kind of that crazy.
That must be baked into their current contract, getting all that stuff to come over.
It was a very anime heavy show. Like, there were a lot of, like,
isn't it usually?
What's the Dragon Ball game? Is that another fighting game, or is it like adventure game?
It said it was like Budokai, which is Budokai is a fighting game.
Okay. So is it kind of a follow-up then to Dragon Ball FighterZ? I mean, I don't know.
Possibly.
And
what I think's interesting, though, about the Persona thing, that was PlayStation exclusive like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, like you couldn't play Persona unless you had a PlayStation of some kind. Now we're playing them on Switch and we're playing.
And all the classics are coming, like 1, 2, 3, 4 all came to Xbox, and they're on Game Pass too, I think.
Yeah. You know, they not only made this major acquisition, but then they are going after the marketing for what are considered major PlayStation titles, you know, because I don't think they're exclusive. I think it's just marketing deals, maybe timed or something like that. But which is
part of the reason why they lost the last generation was COD switched their marketing. COD follows the higher install base. And so it flipped from 360 to PS4, and then a lot of other companies followed suit.
Right.
Yeah. And so when your splash screen isn't at the end of a trailer, people don't think it's coming to your they don't look at the bottom splash. They look at the bigger splash, or sometimes you pay for that bigger splash and you don't even see the other ones.
No, because the PlayStation games that they had the marketing for, there was no Xbox at the bottom.
Well, you remember going back because Shredder's Revenge was announced at a State of Play, and we weren't even sure if it was going to come to anything else, and it was just a single splash screen for PlayStation,
yeah,
and didn't have Xbox or Switch on it.
Cryptic's asking, do you guys get hyped?
No.
For the Kojima announcements, I never understand.
I am kind of Jeff Keighley, kind of just personal happy place that he goes to.
They definitely gave him as much time as he wanted. They didn't shoo him off the off the stage.
True. Like
everybody else. And they brought out Jordan Peele too.
Jordan Peele, which, that is interesting. That was hype.
I mean, like, I think I don't play Kojima games, and I don't think that I would personally like them if I did play them. They'd be a little spooky for me. But
not really spooky, they're just weird.
Okay. But
carrying a baby.
Death Stranding.
But Jordan Peele, who, I mean, I love his movies. Speaking of spooky, like, those are ones that I'll go check out because it's like Jordan Peele from Key and Peele, like, I gotta see this. And then, I mean, his movies have been great. So that collaboration, I don't know if anyone saw it coming, and that's pretty cool. But something I was thinking about that is going to make you guys really upset, and I think puts a whole, like, I don't know, not the opposite of a bow on the Game Awards, but Pikmin 4 won Best Strategy, and we didn't get to hear from Miyamoto.
Miyamoto wasn't there. I mean,
no, but like if he was, or his team, you know, like how long has that game been in development? That's upsetting.
Pikmin 4 has also won more awards than Spider-Man 2
and Starfield combined.
It's
that's what Rebecca Stone tweeted.
And Mario Wonder.
No, Mario Wonder won family. Best Family.
Did it win Best Family? I wasn't paying
that. Yeah. Oh, you wouldn't know.
That was the pre-show. That was the pre-show.
You wouldn't know.
Oh, that was a pre-show thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Nintendo did tweet it, though. So you would have seen that.
Yeah. Yeah. It, it's such a strange, like, I mean, think about the different game, like Switch games are almost mobile games at this point compared to what the PS5 and the Xbox Series are doing. Right. And so to see, because was Mario Wonder up for Game of the Year? Like, yes, I was playing Vampire Survivors when they were doing, but I looked up and was like, I saw the music.
Music to Johnny's ears there.
And I heard the music and I was like, I think that's
Wonder.
We gotta
get
music.
An affiliate code or something for Vampire Survivors because.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really good. Really, really good. But it's just, it's so strange. I don't mind it, but I hear the conversations in, like, you know, when I'm in some groups with like a lot of Xbox guys or, you know, some, and they're like, why is a, you know, a 12-hour Mario game even in the same category as Baldur's Gate? Right. Like, and I'm not saying I agree with that, but I hear them, you know, mm-hmm. like I think there's a conversation around it for sure, because it's like, it's almost like, you know, are we going to put SpongeBob at the Oscars next to like movies?
I mean, what are we talking about? Yeah. Because
there's a category for those kind of movies to be talked at the Oscars. So,
and Spider-Verse is like in talks to be in Best Picture this year.
So I'm not saying that I have a stance one way or the other, but it is kind of a, like, do they need to adjust the categories a little bit more with like platformers and, you know, and does Game of the Year even need to be a thing? Is that like, I don't know. I don't know how
the Xbox fanboys are just salty about Starfield. And I loved when they showed the Starfield trailer, they had all the accolades, but they didn't put the 7 out of 10 on there.
From IGN?
From IGN. It was only 9s and 10s.
I thought that was a little bit
this week that Starfield's been getting into. Did you guys hear about the Steam replies?
No, what are you talking about?
Oh yeah.
Apparently a verified dev or customer support was replying to poor Steam reviews for Starfield, telling them that, quoting one of their other coworkers, I guess, that said that when the astronauts went to the moon, there was nothing there and they still had a good time or something like that.
But it also felt like, why is this trailer here? Why are we getting a Starfield trailer?
Because they,
the game is out. They're like, don't forget about us. We came out this year too.
I'm kind of surprised there wasn't a Wonder trailer. They're using it as an opportunity going into the holidays. I mean,
like, PlayStation doesn't have much going on right now, and like, between Xbox and PlayStation, I feel like PlayStation might have taken the show with that God of War.
There were a lot of PlayStation splash screens.
Well, and so PlayStation is getting God of War DLC next week, right? There's Final Fantasy 16 something that came out just now, right? Today.
Yeah, it was DLC. Yeah.
But that was kind of the only like,
and Rebirth. They showed Rebirth.
But that's the only kind of soon.
Right. Or, there's not a lot coming
or
out.
Or Shadow
that's
Drop.
Been the...
Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, there was nothing. I know some Xbox people were expecting maybe Baldur's Gate to come out, like be available now on Xbox, because they haven't gotten it yet. Right? Doesn't Xbox doesn't have it yet? It's coming.
I don't know, I'll see what Google says, but I know it wasn't a day and date. Like it's been.
Oh, Baldur's Gate's not on Xbox yet.
Not yet. No? It's coming, but because Phil Spencer lowered the fence on the parity between X and S, but it's not out yet.
Yeah, it's only on PlayStation.
Not on PlayStation and Steam, but.
But I don't know, Josh. I mean, you were saying, like, should we have platformer? Should we have, you know, best RPG? Should we have all of these different genres of awards? And yes, but also it just makes the show even longer. Like, that's something that we talked about last week on our show, is that you do want to, one of the things, just a quick thought, they were saying how much accessibility means to them, but it's in the pre-show and like, you don't even know what the accessibility is, you know, like what they did for the game, but also why can't you put that in the regular show if it means so much to you?
And maybe like, even have a vignette of people that are taking advantage of those accommodations that are built in the games.
Yeah.
So Baldur's Gate 3 is out now on Xbox 53 minutes ago.
What?
Yeah.
Did they announce it?
No.
Hold on, let's see.
That would have been something to have, like,
seriously? PlayStation probably has, like, a gag order on them or something. You kidding?
Yeah.
So, Wario64 just tweeted an hour ago, Game of the Year winner Baldur's Gate 3 is out now on Xbox Series X and S.
Hmm.
54 minutes
that
ago,
is the so Verge. Weird. Why would they not announce that?
Why
would they not say that in their victory speech? Like, oh yeah, it's out now on Xbox.
It has to be a marketing. It has to be a. There's got to be a exchange of monies somewhere. That
also,
that
I wonder if they happening. If they did have an ad during the show, if people would have like said that this was rigged and. You know, like, oh, well, of course it was going to win. They had a big announcement, you know, it's coming to Xbox, like right after the Game Awards. I don't know.
Or, you know, it wasn't, maybe it wasn't going to release tonight, but since it's trending from all of the Game of the Year talk, they're like, we got to take advantage of this.
Yeah,
and they dropped it.
Yeah.
But Mario Wonder being nominated for a Game of the Year, I think should have went to Pikmin 4, like that slot.
No.
Because like you were saying, like, does it compare? No. What? Really?
Mario Wonder is better than Pikmin 4. Easily.
I don't know.
Easily. Really?
You finished that game.
I 100% at Mario, and
I know you did.
Rolled like, credits on Pikmin 4. That's it.
I know.
I didn't 100% Pikmin 4. I 100% Mario because it was a fantastic game.
Okay.
Pikmin 4 is great, but Mario Wonder is arguably better. Easily better. Definitely better.
In what ways?
Every single way.
Josh was just going to leave.
The art style, the level design, like everything is just so much better than Pikmin 4. Pikmin 4 is an easy baby game.
Pikmin 4 is?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they definitely made it easier, but I would not call it a baby game.
It's an easy baby game, especially to roll credits.
Wow.
We got to keep popcorn in these things.
I don't think like Resident Evil 4 should have been there because it was a remake. They should have put Sea of Stars or something like that.
Like that one. I'm breaking stuff. That one,
Best Indie?
Best Indie. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody was like sweating bullets during that time. Wondering if it was going to Dave the Diver.
I got Amiibo just falling all over the place.
I will admit the Dave the Diver dredge. Collaboration, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, two indie games come together.
But hey, you know, Skull and Bones is finally coming out.
Oh my god, there's no way that's coming out. There's no way. That was a lie. In March? No.
Well, another closed beta too. Like, I don't know. I'm not going to talk about it because I signed an NDA, but like,
Prince of Persia looks awesome, but the other game that kind of looks like Prince of Persia,
mm-hmm.
the African one, I don't remember what that was called. That looks really good. Zau, I hope that comes
something like that.
Yeah, I hope that comes to Switch because that looks really good.
No, it had a Switch. It had the Switch logo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it had a Switch logo. So trying to see here. I can give you the list of the games. Everything that is that's going to be on the Switch. We've got Rise of the Golden Idol, Windblown, Dave the Diver with Dredge, World of Goo 2, which World of Goo was a fantastic Wii game.
That was like revealed before the show?
Yeah, it's pre-show.
Big Walk, which from the makers of Untitled Goose Game, Brian in the chat goes, from the makers of Untitled Goose Game, the Untitled Moose Game, and I lost it. like I just started cracking up. So Lego Fortnite, Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown, which do not sleep on that one for real. Like I know Crawler's mentioned it a couple times. Like it was fun. It felt like Metroid Dread. Like it really was good. It was solid. And even I said that during the show, and I think Brian was like, it's Ubisoft. I'm not sure. I'm like, no, it's good.
I mean, wait to buy it. It'll be discounted
2 days later.
Wow. you got the Crazy Taxi, Jet Set Radio, Shinobi, Streets of Rage, and Golden Axe. Rocket
Racing.
Did they say
they're coming to Switch?
Well, that's according to Nintendo Life right now. So, they did say so I don't know why they included it, but it said no platforms were confirmed. However, so
do we think that the Visions of Mana game is going to come?
I think it's Switch 2.
Yeah, think? I think that one looked like another one that would be Switch 2.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's got to be February, right? Like that we get an announcement.
Hey, it's a little dry right now. I need something. I need something in my veins.
Jeez.
We don't got anything. We don't have. Well, we have. I guess we had a Pokemon thing today. That did anybody watch?
No.
Like, why would they do that? Why would you release on Switch it? Right?
Lego Fortnite is on Switch. You can play it there. It doesn't look that great, but you can play it there.
But so Pokemon, I feel like Pokemon was hiding its trailer or its information. Like they knew nobody was really going to care.
They don't want videos of that out there. Like that's
yeah.
Okay, real talk about that. Does it not seem weird that like the marketing for Pokemon seems like, hey guys, it's here. Here you go. Like, can we just keep this on? Like, it's like a back alley deal is what it seems like almost. like it's so weird. Like,
is it on the dishing out shinies? Like,
I'm going to the eShop right now and see if it's on the landing page there.
Get a little piece. Here we get a shiny Lucario. Here you go.
Yeah, it's so strange. Like, so strange. It's literally, Johnny, you just, while I was in Miami a few weeks ago, the one of the first people I walked to is like, you guys need blow? Try before you buy.
Jesus.
Like, no, I'm good, man.
Need a shiny? You guys want a shiny? But yeah, I guess we have that DLC coming out in a week.
Yeah, it's on the fifth row of the landing page of the featured.
But then what do we got? Nothing from Nintendo in January. Nothing from Nintendo in February.
January is another code, I think.
Oh, so nothing from... No, so that was...
Yeah, but a resurrected DS game ported to Switch.
What's coming to, is anything coming in February, or like is that one Peach is coming 7. Or is that one,
didn't Peach get pushed to like, isn't it
Peach
like,
is in March, isn't it?
I thought it was
when is Dark Moon coming out?
That's summer.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? That game's done. Yeah, another.
Because
another
the Switch 2 is coming out. So
322 for Peach.
Okay, so we do have something in March, but then, like.
When's Mario Donkey Kong? I'm clicking on it right now.
Is that February?
That's February. February 16th.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That'll be a good weekend, right? Like, that's it. That game will be beat in a weekend. I beat RPG in a weekend, so
we got Tomb Raider 1, 2, and 3 remastered on the 14th. And Prince of Persia on the 18th.
Yeah, but I'm saying actual Nintendo games.
Hey, come on. They got to give some room to... Like, I don't know why, but Prince of Persia was all played on Switches at PAX.
Yeah, Yeah, that was because we asked what it was, and they were, I think it was Switch controllers, and it was a Switch demo.
But like at this point last year, we knew about Tears of the Kingdom that was going to come out in May.
Well, we had known because it was delayed a year too.
Hey, if anybody at Nintendo is listening, tell them to update the website for Star Wars Hunters because it's not 2023.
But it's I don't know, it's a little bleak. It's a little bleak out there, at least new stuff.
And that's because we're gonna get another console next year. I mean, there's no way.
No, but it's like, what do we do? What do we do for a year?
Play Fortnite Lego.
I wonder when Side Order is coming out. Like March, April, maybe.
Hey, quick side note on Splatoon. Like the last review for NPC says, those guys don't even know about the Splatoon trials. What does that mean?
Oh, that must be the challenges.
Yeah.
That are like once every other day or something.
It's so weird. Stupid. Splatoon has challenges in their game. So like it just changes up the way that you can play Splatoon, or it's like all inkjets. So you have to choose a weapon that has an inkjet as its special weapon, or they have one where the Rainmaker shoots out three blasts of ink instead of just one. It's stuff like that, but it's only in a 2-hour window.
Everything in Splatoon is in a 2-hour window.
Yeah, but it's like
unless it's Big Run, which was this last weekend, or Splatfest, it's kind of everything's just in a 2-hour window.
Yeah. What is this,
John? You got to remember that Cleaning Queens is coming out.
Dude, if you look at the eShop, it is there's Bomb Simulator.
I saw that on the eShop the other day. Mom's, or maybe it was
a bunch of questionable animation style games.
Yeah. The description on Mom Simulator is very demeaning, and like,
yeah, it's a very sexist game. You like cook and clean and
raise the children and prepare food and yeah.
This Cleaning Queens looks like a Merge Mansion. You guys remember that ad that Pedro Pascal did for the mobile game?
I'm
talking about?
I don't. No.
Well, it looks like that. But
yeah, there needs to be Nintendo quality control on the eShop. But
when does Thousand Year Door come out?
It just says a release 2024.
Oh, God. Give us a date. And they that just says us, summer.
I mean, they've got Peach Luigi for Mansion March. Just says 2024 so too. Yeah. So, but again, are these two going to be launch titles? Or is Luigi's Mansion and Paper Mario going to be launch titles with the next?
They're going to be backwards compat, but like, I don't know.
And I mean,
as long as they don't pull a PlayStation and charge us $10 to play on the new system.
Oh, I mean. You know,
the Ragnarok DLC is free.
It's free. Exactly. That's very anti-Sony. I was very surprised.
Yeah. I was making sure they didn't have like a fever or something. Everybody was feeling okay.
Well, they were like, everybody's mad at us for Last of Us 2.
Yeah. So remastering a game that's three years old or whatever.
Let's just give them a little bone.
Do you think
all the roguelike stuff?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Do you think they saw Hades and they were like, oh, hey, we have God of War. We could kind of do the same thing.
And I feel like we saw a lot of Valheim-like stuff as well. Like, not quite Minecraft, but it's survival building kind of thing, which is what Lego Fortnite was going to be. Everyone was kind of anticipating Minecraft, but it's definitely Valheim-like, where you're not digging down into the, you're not creating kind of from nothing. You're given prefabs of stuff and you kind of just build with it. But I saw two or three games that look like trailers from the Game Awards that were like that. So, I mean, everyone just takes time to catch up to the trend, I guess, too.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot of extraction shooters coming up here pretty soon because Marathon was delayed, but there was another, whatever that one with the Exo something, that's a extraction shooter.
Oh, Exodus, like. Exodus.
Yeah, and...
Wait, is that like Tarkov?
Yeah. They're all jumping on the Tarkov train.
The one was, what was it, like Finish Line? I forget what it's called. Finish something?
Did we ever talk about what I did during Tarkov?
Yeah, I think we did. Did you guys remember? So we sat down to play Tarkov Arena at TwitchCon, and I told Josh, I was like, this is hyper realistic simulation shooter. I was like, he's like, can you team kill? I was like, yes. And he goes up before the match, the gates open for the thing, and he looks at one of our teammates and pops them in the head. He's like, oh, it does team kill. And I'm like, you're an idiot. And all the devs for Tarkov, it's a game that's made in St. Petersburg, Russia. They're all Russian. Like, and Josh is cracking his smart assy jokes, and I'm like, they don't get your humor, dude. They're Russian. Like, stop it.
The guy at the end was like, what are you doing? I was like, I needed a kill. I've never played this before. Like, yeah, we were. I was talking trash to the other two.
He didn't know what he was doing either.
Oh yeah, I'm like, how do I invert this? You know, so yep. Yeah. Anyway, Tarkov.
So all right, times. If Switch 2 is coming out next year, do you think that we will see a bigger presence from Nintendo at the Game Awards next year?
I do. Yes.
I don't. Wait, Crawler. What did you say?
No.
Yeah.
Uh oh.
They'll do their own
one chip challenge bet going on right now.
No, no way.
They don't believe that much, do they, Johnny?
Flashbacks. But no, they would definitely have to, because they would actually have games to promote. They have like no games to promote right now.
Yeah, but what are the excuses for all the other years?
They promoted Breath of the Wild. I mean, they had Bayonetta last year.
I would be willing to bet
last year
that PlayStation fans bought Switches to play as Joker in Smash. I think that may have been like, because again, Persona games were only PlayStation.
Well, and Switch was the accompanying console.
Mm-hmm.
You can you kind of get a taste of there's some exclusives on the other stuff, but a lot of times people aren't caring about they care what's in their camp, but Switch is a good, they're Switzerland and they're neutral, and you just everyone has nostalgia for Nintendo a little bit, and so there's that comfort food to go to.
So I think we need to make this bet, because if the bet is will they be there more next year, yes, because they weren't there at all this year, so you can't have anything less.
They weren't there. It would either be nothing
or more. It would be nothing or more.
They'll at least have a sizzle reel next year.
Yeah, there's no way they do. If they have a new system next year, there's no way they don't promote their stuff. That is just ridiculous. Johnny, that's ridiculous. No, that's wrong. You're wrong. You're just wrong. You're just wrong.
They have their directs.
But if they don't, have a high install base right off the bat, then they're not gonna. They need to get some excitement for it.
You're telling me if they release a new Mario game in June, July, and then they release DLC later in the year, they're not going to show it at the Game Awards. That's just, you're just wrong. That's just incorrect.
I don't know, man. I don't.
I think the bet has to happen, because if they show one thing, I win.
One thing? No, show we're talking about year. Like...
No, you said you think they would show up more. And to me, that's would they show up more than this year? Yes, they have to.
Well, what was their excuse in 2021?
They have anything to show.
And so, I don't know. I mean, you guys are saying like they need the excitement behind their next console. I think they have it. I think, you know, this is...
Do they know? All right, so I was thinking about this. Do people care about a hybrid system anymore? Because, like, the Steam Deck's out.
Did you tweet that, or was that one of your weekly video or your daily videos?
That was... I don't remember. It was one of the other. It was one of the two. Is the novelty...
You made a good argument. It was one of your daily videos. Because there's like there's the, Steam there's Steam Deck and there's what's there's another one, right?
Wait, did you guys see the one during the yeah, the event that literally Switch. Pulls off Joy-Cons?
Like, is the novelty gone? Because like that was their big selling point.
They just now, need to be more powerful, is what they need to have. I still like the hybridness of it to be able to. It's nice and easy to take with me to go somewhere, but it needs to be more powerful.
Needs to be more powerful and has to launch with a Mario Kart or a Mario. That's how they get the hype.
I mean, they got to have. I don't know if it's going to be Odyssey 2, but the follow up to it's going to be a 3D Mario, right? Like we're 6-7 years now. By the time we get there, past a new 3D Mario.
I just feel like we're all just sitting on our hands, waiting.
What do you mean? You got the Arkham trilogy to play right now.
Yeah, how'd that go, Johnny?
Also, Johnny, you never like finish games. You have so many games on your Switch that you could just keep playing if you wanted.
But they all.
You finished Mario Wonder. You finished Spider-Man. You finished Tears of the Kingdom this year.
Tears of the Kingdom, Pikmin. Man, I was on a roll. Vampire Survivors?
Hold on. Did you get the gold bar in Pikmin?
No.
No, you didn't finish.
I rolled credits. I mean, that counts as beating it.
You finished Pikmin halfway through Pikmin.
Did you finish Skyward Sword?
No.
That's in your backlog. Go play that.
No, I'm never going to play that game. I just wanted another Mario game. Like playing Mario Wonder was phenomenal, but it was like, you know, 10 hours. And then
it was like an appetizer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It did feel like an appetizer, which was like, it's because it was so good. Nobody wanted it to end. Right. Like even 100%ing it, like I haven't done that yet, but even still, it's like, you still want more. Like I honestly, when they switched their YouTube banner to Mario Wonder, I was like, announce DLC tonight. Like at the very least some DLC for that game. Oh, geez. Yeah. He's like, no DLC.
Well, I mean, the fact that they've kind of just shut down any kind of DLC.
Yeah.
That's not Pokemon. That's for a subpar game. Like
could be because get the deluxe version on the new Switch with the extra content.
And I don't want to wait that long. Dollars. Cheesy, you're shaking your head, but they're going to do it.
Cheesy's
the
man.
Deluxe. I hope they don't.
Deluxe no for what? Mario?
For anything.
Mario, Tears of the Kingdom.
No, not if it's backwards. If it's backwards, I don't see them doing that.
4K 144.
I can't wait until they reveal the Switch 2 and the sizzle reel is just all Switch games. Can't wait. I mean, they showed us a Wii U game on Switch reveal. Well, actually, a couple of Wii U games. Breath of the Wild, Wii U game. Splatoon 2, Wii U game. Yeah.
I'm ignoring you, but
I'm grabbing more popcorn. Okay, so do we want to give the Game Awards a grade? Did everybody, like, you guys want to give it a score?
Yeah, Jeff Keighley was just asking for it on really? Twitter, I think, right?
0 out of 10. No Nintendo. Like, get out of here.
0 out of 10. Okay, Johnny hated it. Cheesy?
I don't know. I think I give it a C. Like, I think that it was good for reveals and some announcements, but like as what the award show should be, it's a very poor example of it. But I will say, like, it has gotten better over the years. I think he is working on making them shorter. Like, even though it was 3 hours long, it could have been longer, or I feel like they have been longer in the past. Maybe last year was shorter for some reason. I don't know. But
actually, it was longer. It ended at 11:20 last year.
Really? Yeah. So, yeah, I guess he is
just liked
to keep
it better,
short.
So it felt shorter.
It's because they're out
the
of
West
guys.
It's not going as late
minutes
for them over there, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I just think that he's doing a good job of trying to keep the awards show short, but not doing a great job of celebrating gaming at the same time. And so I don't know how you balance that.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say C, like it's a C. Like we didn't get a lot of dates on anything. It was kind of just not that we're supposed to get dates here. I don't know what this is supposed to be anymore. And I feel like it has mutated over the years from what it was 3-4 years ago. And I feel like people were more excited about stuff. Jeff not putting the world premiere like splash screen up on stuff when it was something new. And he even tweeted about that like last week or this week, saying that they weren't going to do that. And
yo, by the way, I took that as there was going to be no world premieres. And I was like, why am I watching this?
I feel like we're just in a weird space where we're reliant on Jeff Keighley for our information now, both in the summer and in the winter now, where this kind of used to be a smaller, not as hyped kind of thing compared to E3, where we had like a whole week of it with four or five different bigger presentations from the bigger groups. And now it's all on Jeff to do it in the summer, or we're relying on stagnated, like just random drops of either a direct or a state of play or Capcom doing their own thing or whatever. We're just relying on that stuff at a drop of a hat, where we knew going in previously, we had this week to be excited for it. And then Jeff knows the date of, he announced it. I think it's December 12th next year. Like we know when that is, but like we're just in this weird space and it's not as exciting as it used to be.
I think for Nintendo fans, especially, it's not as exciting. I think if I was a big PlayStation guy right now, I'd be especially, because I love God of War. Like I was hyped for that trailer. I'm like, seeing Kratos look like old Kratos, because I don't even know how he even plays in the newer games, but I don't think it's with those chains and looking all like his,
well, he does. You know.
Oh, he's got his chains.
Do they show up? None of the marketing material shows it. So I was like,
yeah, because it's like kind of a spoiler for the first one.
The first one, you get him halfway through the game, and then you get him from the beginning in the second one. But you get a new weapon in the third one too, or in the second one.
Got it. I see. So, yeah, like it, I think they'd be pretty hyped. I think the Xbox fans seeing Blade, you know, and knowing that they're getting an exclusive Marvel game. Like, yeah. I think that's a,
since
that's
you're not getting Wolverine.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a big deal for them. I think we just feel a little bit left out. Honestly, I think it's just, it's as Nintendo fans, you're just like, come on, like do something.
You got nothing. You don't have one little trailer you can give us.
But Nintendo? See, like maybe we do feel out, at least for me, like I don't feel left out because I know that something is coming probably in February.
4 months. We don't get a direct until February.
That's not 4 months.
Yeah. What are you talking about? An accountant. Do the math months. Correctly.
Still 3 months. Like that's a quarter of the year.
See, there's a four there. One fourth. It's a fraction, but you know,
that's Johnny Bo for your taxes.
Yeah.
But I mean, wasn't there, do we ever get like confirmation about like Zelda stuff actually happening? That's real, right? Like the movie stuff.
Like that was in their financial slideshow thing.
Yeah. The movie stuff's real.
Yeah.
Like even a quick teaser.
We're 4 years out on that.
Hey, just throw me a bone. Like, okay. Like just...
Cheesy said, they don't do movie stuff that early.
Well, Metroid Prime 4 was revealed 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't seen anything from it.
That's a launch title. That's got to be a launch title. But where, like, they have so many things. If they have, like, we're going long, but like, if they have stuff locked and in the chamber ready to go, Wind Waker's got to be done. Twilight
there's
Princess.
There's gonna be a tweet tomorrow. Guaranteed, he's gonna be a tweet tomorrow.
Metroid 2 and 3, like those are done. Like they have stuff that they can get up to par for the Switch. Probably very easy if it's not already done.
Yeah, did his thing just glitch and it sounded like he auto-tuned? Like
no. I didn't hear that.
It was like, they got to be done. I was like,
but like, they've proven that they've had, I think, a mildly successful shadow drop and physical release a month later or whatever to give time for that stuff to get caught up. Do something.
We haven't gotten any like actual news since September. Since the last direct.
Direct?
What kind of news are you looking for? What do you mean?
Like game announcements.
Was there an indie world showcase?
Yeah.
After that? Yeah.
Well, Nintendo.
Nintendo. Yeah, you're right.
Johnny is definitely part of the problem. You guys remember back in the day when they were like, the reason we're not on Wii U is because Nintendo fans only buy Nintendo games. And now here we are.
I buy every game. All right. So I bought the Arkham trilogy that runs like trash and it costs $60. All right.
And how much money?
I'm not the problem.
Has your TikTok paid for that game?
No, not yet. Part of it. Probably paid for the bad one. Probably paid for Arkham Knight. At least, but like, I don't know. You have the whole gaming community coming together for one night and you don't show anything and your games are nominated for Game of the Year. Like that's a joke.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like they're ashamed of their system right now when they shouldn't be. I think this is the second best year Switch ever had.
Is it the wrong? And is it the wrong audience to show those kind of games? Like,
no, because we're watching it. So no, we're in the audience.
No, but it's, if you're looking at it, like
DLC for Zelda, something like that, that's buzz, right? People are going to be talking about
Metroid
that.
Prime 2 and 3 would have gotten a very good reception. Wind Waker and Twilight Princess would have gotten a really strong reception. Like, they have stuff that appeals to the quote unquote core audience of gamers. It doesn't have to be just family and grandmas.
Told me that I was a hardcore gamer last year.
Who?
Nintendo.
Ah.
Because I played like Doom or something on the system.
Was that the end of the year?
In the wrap up? We should be getting that here.
Yeah,
those
should be
soon, right?
I think.
Yeah.
Oh, great. My numbers, everybody's going to be sending me the GIF. I got to pump those numbers. Like, that's, oh, man.
Yeah. Your gameplay hours are probably way down this year.
Don't judge me. Well, we're in 1 hour and 7 minutes. My grade for the Game Awards, I'll give it a solid 6. Cause if I was a PlayStation fan, I'd be stoked. Out of 10. Okay.
That's
solid
a failing
7.
Grade.
I thought
these get degrees, man.
How about a 7 then? How about a 7?
Like, you know, we talked about it earlier in Nady Nate's comment. How about Sega announcement? Freaking awesome. It reminded me Sega does what Nintendo don't. They were there.
Exactly.
Can somebody tell Cryptic to stop asking questions he already knows the answer to?
There you go. In the next 3 months that we don't get information, you could finish Tears of the Kingdom.
Johnny, you can play any of your games. You don't even have to finish them.
How many
stages
do you have
collected?
How much what?
How many of the
sage? What's a sage?
I think I am going to go back to Tears of the Kingdom to get some shrines and stuff. Because like hearing that music.
Did you not get all the shrines?
No.
Did you beat RPG?
No.
That's going to do it for this episode.
We're the only true gamers. We're the only two.
Someone has to be.
Hey, we play Vampire Survivors.
Yeah, Vampire Survivors. We're hardcore gamers.
We're out here eating floor chicken, okay? So
got some garlic, you know?
Yeah, garlic and floor chicken. We know what's up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening. We will see you in the next one. Bye, everybody.